You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Kevin Williams, founder and managing director of Claim Resolutions, that provides expert medical billing, coding, and practice management, enabling you to pursue your true calling, exceptional patient care. Kevin, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Very happy to be here, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming out this morning. So tell us about Claim Resolutions, specifically what you do and the markets that you serve.
Claim Resolutions provides an integrated solution for medical billing, coding, and practice management that leads to a vibrant and healthy practice. We really combine people, processes, and technology so that healthcare providers can focus on patient care while we watch over their bottom line.
And everybody thinks of doctors and medical professionals as being wealthy and living the high life, but from a business standpoint, how prevalent are collections a problem for doctors?
Really, we've seen all specialties in medicine, both medical and behavioral health specialties, affected by staggering denial rates and arduous billing procedures that really just suck up their time and take them away from patient care.
Yeah, I can only imagine. How will collections issues limit the amount of time a doctor can focus on his or her practice in treating patients?
We find that they're overburdened with paperwork from beginning to end, from the moment a patient walks in the door to well after the service is rendered. Providers are forced to jump through a loop of hurdles and a litany of paperwork. Really, the insurance company has stacked the deck in their favor and put these providers in a position where they're not really focusing on medicine, and it doesn't really have much to do with the quality of care or delivering care. It has only to do with the little nuances and the dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's, really a system that's designed to lead to denials, delays, and a situation where the providers just sometimes don't even get paid at all.
Today, we're joined by Kevin Williams, founder and managing director of Claim Resolutions, that provides expert medical billing, coding, and practice management, enabling you to pursue your true calling, exceptional patient care, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kevin, how do these collections issues affect consumers, specifically patients?
Patients frequently find their claims to be improperly processed or denied outright. It leads to a higher patient responsibility, leads to an unexpected out-of-pocket expense, and frequently they lose quite a bit of time where they're not even, again, dealing with their health issue. They're simply dealing with the burden of insurance reimbursement.
Also, people are concerned right now with the upcoming health care reform, or Obamacare as it's being called. What should business owners be aware of, and how will that affect them?
I think there are a wide array of concerns for business owners with regards to the new healthcare reform. I think certainly it's going to affect hiring policies. Small business owners need to account for the scary prospect of future benefit costs with respect to hiring any new team members. Employers around the country, both large and small, are frequently cutting back full-time staff members to part-time just to avoid the cost of paying for their healthcare benefits. And although some feel that these decisions are cold-hearted in terms of the business owners, many Americans are really facing this reality, and some business owners feel that they don't have any other choice. Benefit costs can suck up a large portion of a business owner's budget and certainly affect their prospects for growth moving forward.
How will health care reform affect individuals, and how can they educate themselves? It certainly is about knowledge and what you know about these upcoming changes.
I think individuals are going to be affected in a number of ways in terms of the availability of care. Are their doctors still going to be in network or available under the policy and program that their insurance company is laying out for them in the future here? I think that we're going to most certainly see higher out-of-pocket costs for patients and consumers, not just for denied and improperly processed claims, but in the forms of higher deductibles and higher co-insurance, simply expenses outside of your normal monthly premium costs. I think that the best thing patients can do is be very careful about reading through their benefit documents these days and their policy documents. Ask questions of their insurance company as many as you need to and as detailed as you need to, and don't feel like any questions are too simple. You're not an insurance, most consumers are not an insurance professional or a healthcare provider, so they may feel that the insurance company may want you to feel as if these questions aren't valuable or you should already know the answer, but the bottom line is they've designed the system to be confusing and to be misleading in many cases. So reading through your policy documents, calling your insurance company, contacting your providers, see if they can give you some insight as to the level of benefit that will be provided if they're in-network, out-of-network, and what sort of experiences they've had with your insurance company. I think really just staying on top of the game and not allowing it to fall to the wayside. It's not as easy as it once was, so it requires diligence and careful consideration.
Excellent. And will the availability of health care to those who may not have had it previously cause supply and demand issues and make it more difficult for people to see their health care provider?
I think that although the system, this new reform is designed to and touting the idea of making care available to those who don't already have it, while they may insure or consider a number of people to be insured going forward, whereas they may not have previously had coverage, I think they're going to find a big surprise in terms of how many providers are available in their network or how many providers are covered by their plan. While these insurance companies have been preparing for this new reform, we've seen already UnitedHealthcare drop a large percentage of their providers from their network entirely, mostly based in the East Coast in the last few weeks. But I think we'll see this come nationwide. And I think that as providers begin to look at the reimbursement rates that healthcare insurance companies are really offering them now, maybe we'll find less and less providers that are willing or even, in fact, able to accept these lower reimbursement rates and treat patients. It's a situation where healthcare providers have already been burdened excessively with paperwork and overhead and administrative procedures and expenses. And now to think that we can have them improve the quality of care or even maintain the quality of care while lowering the cost of care, I don't see... when it comes right down to it on the front lines, where healthcare providers are going to be able to afford to take less money for their services. It's not like the 80s where doctors were possibly sitting around on the golf course making millions, as so many people like to believe. These days they're fighting tooth and nail, really struggling to keep their practice open, even if their schedule is full.
And if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about claim resolutions online. Certainly appreciate all the information shared here today, and I'm sure the listener also would like to be able to be in contact accordingly.
Absolutely. We've got a good deal of information at claimresolutions.com. You can also contact us at any time, and our experienced professionals will be happy to assist any patients or providers in need of some insight or in need of a consultation. We can be contacted at 877-247-7973. You can also email us at info@claimresolutions.com. And once again, the website at www.claimresolutions.com.
Very good. I appreciate that. And in conclusion, is there a tip or a bit of advice that you'd like to share with our listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Sure. I think as a business executive working directly with healthcare providers, facilities, government agencies, hospitals, and insurance carriers, I can tell you that there certainly seems to be a lot of confusion and misinformation out there, maybe even more than there is solid evidence of what's to come. These are very significant issues that every small business owner and patient should be aware of in terms of their healthcare and the issues that will impact small business growth going forward. So, again, digging into those policy documents, contacting your insurance company, reading your benefit packages, even contacting a professional benefits administrator. If your employer has one or if you're a small business owner, I would recommend utilizing the services of a professional benefits administrator to just provide another intermediary, another set of eyes, an experienced professional who can dig into your policy documents and at least set your expectations appropriately. This way we don't come into any big surprises. We know what to expect. We know where to find the providers that are in network with our plan, and we can really make decisions in an educated basis going forward.
Certainly appreciate your joining us today. We've been speaking with Kevin Williams, founder and managing director of Claim Resolutions, that provides expert medical billing, coding, and practice management, enabling you to pursue your true calling, exceptional patient care. And the website of reference once again is claimresolutions.com. Eric.com. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.